This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Back to another session of Sanity right here with the Real Time. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And thank you so much for being part of the conversation, part of the show, and involved in the show. I really do appreciate it, very much so. And, you know, we got a lot going, there's a lot going on in the news. Xander Gibb will join us after the first break, and then next hour, our gold guy. Well, I don't want to call him our gold guy. He's our economic expert. I really get a kick out of David Fisher because he deals with every aspect of your money, every way to understand what to do with your money and how the world affects your dinero. Do you know what I'm saying? Including my favorite, which is burying money in the backyard. He's good with that, too. That's part of his 25-25-25-25 plan. And if you've been listening for any length of time, you know exactly what that means. Xander Gibb, however, we're going to have a field day with him. A lot of crazy news this week that he might be able to help us work our way through. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot happening there. And I very much do appreciate the time that you spend with us. That you, you know, buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things they've been, I don't know, trying to get you to hate, to get you not to understand, to get you to be afraid of. But you don't have to be. I call out the labels. I call out what they mean and what you can do about it. And if you're on the right, I teach you how to fight back because you got to fight back. You can't let them get away with this. Seriously. Enough. I was talking about this yesterday and today with another group. But speaking about the fact that you let, I don't want the fight, I need the aggravation, 30 people are going to run in the room, run into the chat room or wherever we're at, and let me have it, let me know what. So what? If you've got facts, you know you're right, don't leave it on the table. Push. Don't fight, push. Ask that person where they got the information. Where can I go look that up? Because that sounds like your party line to me. Doesn't sound like actual numbers from, you know, from the feds or from whatever group watches over it. Right? Seriously. What's that group called? The Southern Poverty Law Center? I mean, the biggest hate group in the country. Right? They've got everybody else on that list. Anybody, any religious organization that doesn't believe. You know what's really funny? I wonder if they have the Nation of Islam and or the Islamic religion on there at all. Because they pretty much list everybody who says that they're against, not against, I shouldn't say, don't agree with homosexuality or the LGBTQ lifestyle, whatever it is. I find it interesting that they only go after the Christian religion for the biggest part. Like Muslims are fully okay with same-sex marriage, because they're not. Anyway, the news of the day, the FBI agents, this is great. And the left, you guys, this just shows you over and over and over and over and over again how disingenuous you actually are. Comey testified that FBI agents saw no physical indications of deception by Flynn. Yet somehow, Mueller nailed him for lying to the FBI, right? I mean, it, again, it's that 12-tier system that the Dems have when they're in power. Nothing for Hillary, nothing for any of the people that worked around her, no investigations of people that wiped out data, wiped out information. Why weren't Hillary's attorneys' offices raided in the early mornings? This is unheard of. Former FBI Director James Comey testified to the House Intelligence Committee that FBI agents did not believe that Michael Flynn, who was a national security advisor, intentionally lied about talks with Russia's ambassador. Now, that's according to a newly unredacted report. In other words, for the first time, we're actually getting real information as to what they saw, what they knew, and when. Isn't that great? Flynn later pleaded guilty in special counsel at Robert Mueller's probe of alleged Russian election meddling to making false statements to the FBI. He also lost his White House job over the Russia contact controversy. Now, Fox News on Friday asked the special counsel's office for comment and about whether it had uncovered new evidence against Flynn. Now, here's the news of the day. They've not responded. They haven't done anything. Talk about transparency. They get mad at Trump saying, calling the news fake because, well, we've caught them a million times being fake, right? They get mad at Trump. They say, you know, he's an affront to free press, to free flow of information. Yet these government agencies that are supposed to be reporting to Congress, in this case, won't give the information up. These government organizations that used to freely give information to some of the news sources now won't give up the information. Comey on the Fox News show special report with Brett Baer said that I saw that in the media when he was asked. His testimony about Flynn had it been misunderstood, or did he lie? Now, the House report also states that the FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe said FBI didn't detect deception from Flynn in the interview. McCabe confirmed the interviewing agent's initial impression and stated that the conundrum was that we faced when we returned from the interview is, although the agents didn't detect deception in the statements were inconsistent. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Sandra Gibb joins us after the break. We'll be back in a minute.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
The issue here is not whether we broke a few rules or took a few liberties with our female party guests.
They call me Cuba Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick-chicky-boom, chick-chicky-boom.
There you go.
Yes, sir, I'm Cuba
Pete. I'm Joe Mastino. Can you still say that? Can we get shut off for saying that, chick-chicky-boom? I'm Joe Mastino, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. Well, it's Cuban, since we've accepted all things Cuba. I guess that's okay, too. I'm Joe Mastino, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's just bring him on, because I know you're waiting on him, not me, him. It's always about him.
Always about him.
Anyway, Xander Gibb joins us like he does every week to pick on, to talk about, to deal with the issues of the day, the craziness going on in this world. And Xander, thanks for joining us.
It is a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
I love having you on with me because, you know, we can deal with all the issues of the world, right? Like, who's this lady? What's that that woman? I guess it's okay to be... Oh, Joy Reid, that's her on MSNBC.
Joy Reid.
Yeah. I guess, how does this work? If you're a black African... Well, if you're... same thing, right? Okay. African-American female on MSNBC, you can make fun of gay people or use racial... use slurs, but if you were black... If you were a black female on Fox, you think they'd give you the same latitude?
Oh, you know, you'd be fired. But you know, let me just kind of like digress a little bit with this to these people that don't know. Somebody went back in her blogs from before she was famous and found all this kind of like anti-gay stuff, et cetera, et cetera. And the ideology is that, you know, you leave, like all of my blogs are still intact, even from when I was a Democrat, because I want people to be able to see my evolution. But the thing is about evolving politically is that we see some outward sign of that. You know, I am now the fantastic conservative that you hear every Friday on Joe's show. But Joy Reid is just still where she was back then. And she can still make these comments and say, I can't believe I said that. Well, own it and move on and grow from it. But I just don't think she's able to even do that.
No, and you know what? Again, did she actually come out and sit there and apologize for her past comments and how insensitive she was? And she
no. No. First of all, she said she must have been hacked, and so she hired someone to prove she'd been hacked. They couldn't prove that it had been hacked, so obviously she had to have written it. But she'd made some really horrible commentaries, like inferences, whether I'm having to choose my words carefully here because of, you know, for not wanting to offend anybody, but what kind of things they like to do in bed with people of the same sex. I mean, how kind of professional is that?
Oh, God. You're making me blush over here. But
yeah, I put it politely.
You did a very good job with that. But here's the thing that really bothers me the most about all this. Again, they've gotten to the point where it's blatantly in your face. They do these things like right up front, and there's no shame, there's no, like, what? We could do this. They get away with everything. It's really gotten to that point, don't you think?
They do. And I called her out on Twitter, and I said, where are all the liberal gays now when she's saying this? Because, like you said, if this had been, I can't think of her equivalent on Fox.
I know
who you're
talking about.
There's a lady, there's a black lady who's a who's a conservative.
Neville.
If she said that, what?
What's her Neville? What's her name?
I can't remember her name.
Okay.
If you're listening, I'm sure she is because you know she's obviously
she loves
it. Call in and tell us your name. But in all fairness, if that had been her, they would have demanded her. She. Not only was she pulled from her job, but she was sanctioned and censured and all of these things, too. And let's face it, discriminatory talk, whoever it's coming from, is just as bad. And so I think that not only has she let the side down, but the gays have let the side down as well for letting her get away with it.
Yeah,
so
what's
next
that
time
about?
Someone comes along and does it, I have no sympathy because they let Joy Reid get away with it, so everyone else should get away with it, too.
Yeah, I really get a kick out of that. It's. I was talking about that today. I showed you a feed on Facebook, and
yeah.
We had Dr. Alveda King. Here you got an African American woman who's been through a lot, who's been through history. We all know who she is, or what have you. And there were women ripping her up in one of these Facebook feeds. These feminist morons. I haven't got a better name for them, a more loving name for them. And I'm thinking to myself, if she, and they were picking on the fact she'd been married a few times. They were picking on this stuff like that. If she was a Democrat, a true Democrat, and had done all that stuff, they'd be cheering her. They'd be holding her up and look at everything she's been through and where she is today. And she didn't need a man for it, right? I mean, she would have been just shy of a goddess, wouldn't she?
Yeah, exactly. But the double standard is alarming and envelops every area of our life. Look at all the things that Mr. Trump has been accused of, but we know for a fact that Bill Clinton did these things and then some for 40 years and it was covered up by his wife, but it was ignored because he was a Democrat. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I will be the first to call Donald Trump out on the things that he does wrong or has done. I'm not interested in anything before he was in office, because as far as I'm concerned, that's not my business. But you know, I will be the first to call him out. But ultimately, I will hold Donald Trump to the same standard as I do everybody else. But shouldn't we all be doing that? Shouldn't we be holding everyone to the same standard?
I agree. Listen... They don't, you and I have talked about this a million times. People are probably sick of hearing it by now, but they don't want equality. They want control. This has absolutely nothing to do with equality for all and in every way.
No.
You know?
Well, they want equity, and it's this liberal ideology that's seeping into everything. This week there's been trouble here in the UK because Muslims are saying that it's inappropriate for them not to be able to operate Sharia law in the United Kingdom. You know, they came here. Sharia law is what guides them because they're Muslims. And my ideology is whoever you pray to, the law is the law is the law.
18-year-old is defending her decision to wear traditional China.
Yeah, there you go. That's...
I don't know what that was.
Isn't technology wonderful? Anyway, go
ahead. I just heard someone speaking of me and was like, how dare you?
That's right. Well, didn't care about either one of us, apparently.
No.
No, you're right. Look, I tell people all the time, in the Christian world, a lot of times two Christian business owners will get together and work it out according to the Bible. But it never supersedes state law, right? We get together, we try to work it out before we have to go to some court, you know. Anyway, bottom line, that's different. We're not saying this is it, end of discussion. They don't want to adhere to local law, do they?
No. No, and that's not acceptable. This is why we have rape gangs up and down the United Kingdom, Muslim rape gangs. You know, I'm not afraid to call it for what it is, even though, you know, Sadiq Khan, the mayor of London, says that it's unfair to call them out because they're Muslims. If they were Christians, we would be saying they're Christian rape gangs. So, you know, let's be fair about it.
But now we have to go to break, and I want you to think about your sin here, because you have to be lying, because we're not hearing about any of this here in America. So I think you're making it up. I think you need to think about it during the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
I think my medication may be a little strong. What do you think? Tammy, can I get some of Joe's medication, please?
Oh, you don't want my.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America?
Really? You don't have any for him?
No, I don't. You know,
well, that's a worry.
You'll love this because, you know, everybody always. Last night, what was it? 6 minutes before we went on the air, the front camera dies.
Yep. Grace Alley flags are made right
like, oh, wow. That's exciting. And the only other camera I can get any kind of video out of made it look like my face was the sun. Just a big yellow ball. And then the other camera picked up the back of my head with a bald spot. So that wasn't exciting at all.
When you really you have a house,
the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and GraceAlley.com. God bless you and God bless them.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's just bring him back in. Man, I'll tell you what, if we ever made the mics hot, or if I ever left them hot during the break, in the EU, in England, they would just come and get you and lock you up. Me, they would just shut down. Be that simple. Right?
Oh, believe me, they've tried. I have to be very careful. Because, they can tell where you tweeted from now and stuff like that. It says exactly where you are, so I don't want any of that,
Yeah.
I'm quite happy for some people to think, because I still get threats. I'm happy for some people to think I'm still in New York. I'm like, yeah, come find me.
So
come get me.
Yeah, I could. I would say, at least I won't have to pay for my meals and you'll pick up my rent. That'd be really cool. The what I would love to see? I know I'm switching gears on you really fast here, but I heard today that North Korea and South Korea have now synchronized their clocks. They've now entered the same time zone, so they can start moving to doing business together, to working together, to become, kind of a reunification of Korea. And I love this because I'm hoping by the end of the year that, Nobel will have a meeting, and they'll bring Mr. Oblamo in, and they'll bring Trump in, and they're going to just sit there and go, okay, hey, Barack, or as you call him, Babs, give him the medal. Okay, give it to the
other.
Yeah, I don't know. There was a typo in the first one, and we still can't figure out how you got this thing. So give it to the guy who actually really brought peace to the Korean Peninsula.
I just think the thing is that regardless, we said this last week, regardless of our political affiliation, it was always possible to say, high five, Baz, you did something good on the odd occasion that it happened. But it really bothers me that nobody can even acknowledge on the left that Donald Trump has had a huge role to play, in bringing, bringing North Korea and South Korea closer to peace.
Well, because then you would have to admit that all that harshness that they were getting on him for, you know, my button's bigger than yours,
right.
You know, my missiles are bigger than yours, they're more beautiful, and we actually hit our targets. You know, all that conversation, they'd have to admit that it actually worked. You know, can you imagine,
yeah.
Wait a minute, can you imagine that little Asian guy calling his people in the middle of the night going, okay, look, I can't sleep. Do you really think he's crazy enough to push the button? Do you really think he's crazy enough to do that to us? I mean, can you see him doing that?
No. I, the thing is that I think that with regards to Donald Trump's stance in all of this, and everybody saying how non-presidential it is, you know, we've based our view of what's presidential on, 8 years of having, I nearly said something I shouldn't, an idiot, let's say, in the White House. Now we have someone that actually has a half an idea of what they're doing, and this stance has worked. You know, we're seeing that. And I think that you had to just sit back and wait, because there will come a point where people, even people here in the UK who, he's not got a very good reputation here, they're actually starting to see through the crapola and actually see that he's
really
making a difference. Yes.
Interesting.
Yes. Well, he's coming here in July, so, I'll ask him when we go out for burgers what he thinks about it.
He likes a McDonald's. Do you guys actually have a McDonald's there?
We do, but it tastes so much different.
It's really?
It's not like, it's not like back home at all.
Oh, God. We'd come around to food eventually, right?
Yeah.
But no, I think that was kind of wimpy though, the way he was invited to England. He had to bring the French and the Germans here. Right, the group we defeated and the other group we had to protect three times. But other than that, before he could get invited to England, how's Parliament handling all of this?
I really don't know. I think that they've kind of like resisted this urge for so long because they've believed the media perception regarding Donald Trump for so long that that's just the way that it is. In my ambassadorial role as MAGA ambassador to the United Kingdom, I'd like to think that I've gone some way towards kind of changing that. But it is a hard slug because people believe that if it's in the papers and if it's on the internet, that it must be true. People still today, in 2018, believe that that is the case.
No.
But, he's coming in July, and they can like it or lump it, as they say here. And if they don't like it, then that's tough. I mean, people are talking about, not attending, but I don't think that the public were going to be invited to meetings. I didn't think there were going to be any rallies or anything like that, but any state visit in the United Kingdom, I think that Donald Trump should be given the same level of respect as anybody else that's a civic dignitary visiting the country, and if he's not, then there's something wrong.
Oh, I agree. And then when you look at, again, look at how much misinformation is going on about him everywhere, and even
right.
I won't call him a mutual friend. I'll call him a mutual acquaintance of ours. Last night, tweeted out something that said he was on the Trump train. Now he's no longer on the Trump train, and he sees all the negative stuff that Trump has been doing. And I tweeted him back, and I said, "Could you list one thing that he's done that's really detrimental and hurt our country, not yours, ours?" And matter of fact, where this guy lives, we've done things that actually help support, promote, and strengthen his country.
And I can guess who this person is.
Yeah, I know you know who it is. I'm just trying to be nice about it. But,
right.
But the bottom line with it is, it's terrible how he bullied North Korea into coming to the peace table. Terrible, nasty thing that he did there. Terrible, nasty how he's trying to get China to play ball properly when it comes to trade so that Americans really have an honest shot at doing business in certain areas. Just disgusting. Just nasty, isn't it?
Yeah, I kind of think that with all of these things, you always have to just sit back and wait because, facts have a way, action has a way of disproving untruths. And let's face it, he's done a lot of that lately. His performance has been so good that all of the other stuff is periphery. I mean, didn't you have to laugh this week that Stormy Daniels is suing Donald Trump for defamation. I mean, here is this porn star prostitute hooker person, you know, and I'm not going to go into what she does, where she's got a blue check on Twitter, but she has a blue check on Twitter, so she must be legit, is suing the President of the United States for defamation. And I just think that is hilarious. You know?
Oh.
I hope it's televised. That's all I can say.
You know what? What were we doing the other night? We were doing a story about slut shaming. Okay, not just slut shaming. There was a whole bunch of stuff going on there. But one of the things is they were protesting sexual assault by walking on campus without shirts on. The girls were. Okay? And I said, nothing says that you don't want to be part of sexual assault than taking your shirt off and walking around a college campus.
Right? A guy or a girl? Or
a girl. For you, it was no big deal. I get it. But I mean, you know, and boys joined in and took their shirts off. I'm going, yeah, I'm sure they were totally in support. But anyway, you know, and you look at this. This is it's asinine. And they would... And they would call me, they would say that I was promoting the rape culture if I asked my daughter to dress modestly, don't get caught, you know, at a bar without watching your drink and all that. It's kind of like this hip-hop. I don't even know it's hypocrisy anymore. It's crazy.
Wait, how is that promoting it? Surely that's preventing it.
Oh, no, no. They say it's promoting. I buy into it because I'm telling her she has to be careful. And what I should be doing is getting on the criminals looking to, you know, to sexually assault her. How about I ask my daughter to take some precautions, not to, you know, not to drive towards her. No, she should be able to have a drink at a bar. She should be able to do all these things everybody else can do. But we don't live in utopia, right?
No, but surely we all have a level of personal responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that dressing in a certain way or behaving in a certain way as an act of prevention means that you're kind of like feeding into that.
Nope.
I mean, heck, there are some areas I won't go in after 9 o'clock at night, because I don't want my car to be stolen or I don't want to get robbed. So is me doing that, is that me feeding into this kind of culture too? It's absolutely ridiculous.
Isn't
you know, prevention is better than cure, surely.
They go with this mindset, just like, it's like this stupid thing where if we go ahead and we denuclearize the U.S., then the world will kind of calm down a few notches, and, you know, some of these smaller countries won't go looking to make nukes anymore. They're just drinking. We got to go for a quick break before I pop a vein. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Time on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny
Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, Sunny-Bay.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
You are the messed up white people. We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. There you go. That's a, you know what? No. Yeah, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let's just bring him right back in. Zarin DeGibb joins me as he does every week. We kind of go over the issues of the day, some of the craziest stories out there. And Zarin, again, thanks so much for joining me today.
It's always a pleasure. Can I just sing a quick line of Baba Black Sheep?
No. See, you're taking the wind out of my sails here, because what I was going to say to you is this is one song that you won't hear in England probably at all in a little bit.
No. Because preschool.
You ready?
Baba Black Sheep, have you any?
Come on, I'm waiting for you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Three bags full.
One
for the master, and one for my dame.
And one
oh, no. We just got beeped. Can't use dame. I mean, dang Why? Is not a proper term. It's politically
really?
Incorrect. It's insensitive to females.
Sorry.
I mean, come on.
Send the fine to Joe.
Would you
send
get with the program? I'll have to send you to reprogramming school or something. Anyway, so apparently Baba Black Sheep now will not be acceptable in elementary schools or for young people there in England. Really?
No. No, absolutely, because it's racist. I mean, what is the first thing you think when you hear that song, Ba Ba Black Sheep? I'll tell you what I think of. I think of my uncle's farm when I was a kid, and the fact that some of the sheep were black and some of the sheep were white, and the black wool went to make black jumpers, black sweaters, and the white wool went to make white sweaters. That's what I think of. So wool is now racist, guys, so be careful.
God. It's just amazing. This craziness is never gonna stop. And, you know, I'd love to line up 100 black kids in a room and parents and say, are you really? Baba Black Sheep? Are you offended by that? I mean, okay, whatever. Anyhow, so Kanye West came out this week. I know you keep up on all these Hollywood stuff. Although, I don't know, I think he's well past Hollywood and into, like, the Twilight Zone big time. Kanye
yeah.
West came out and he said, you know, that basically that blacks have been voluntary slaves for 400 years now. And the left jumped all over him like they didn't understand what he meant for real. Now, if it was somebody on the left, somebody in their park that had said this, they would have made excuses for them. But because of his, you know, love Trump comments, you knew what he meant by this, right?
I did. I'll tell you, I watched the whole interview just for context, because what they like to do is show you little bits of little snippets. And what I got from that, what he was saying is that some black people have chosen to continue to be slaves.
Yeah, listen.
That's what I got from it.
You know different areas where you grew up, and in New York or what have you. I grew up in the north end of Boston, the economics of the 70s, it was poorer than poor than poor. And the mindset that people had were, I'm never going to get out of here. I grew up here.
Right.
I was born here. This is my destiny, right? Well, a lot of us have left. A lot of us have gotten out of there. The ones from when I went to school that are still there, because they still have a mindset that this is the best I'm ever going to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
yeah, I absolutely do. But you got to, surely, you know, as a parent, I'm sure you wanted better for your kids than you had. And, you know, I don't have any kids. But, you know, I want better for myself than my parents had. And I feel, you know, to a point, I've been able to do that. But I just want to go back to the slavery thing, because, you know, it wasn't until I became a Republican that I actually found out that it was the Republicans that freed the slaves. Why is that not taught in schools?
Well, it's not taught the Republicans. See, this is, I've had this conversation. They teach that Lincoln was the one to flee the slaves, but they won't talk about parties at that point. They won't talk. They never talk about parties when it comes to the KKK, the National Rifle Association, or, you know, freeing the slaves.
Yeah, I kind of don't.
And you
don't
never. And the other thing you never hear about is in the early days, who wanted to keep slaves? Which president really was pushing to keep? These were Democrat presidents that were pushing to keep slaves, you know, ignorant and in chains. It wasn't Republican.
You mean like Obama, kind of, yeah. And there's people from Chicago? Oh, you mean way before that?
You're in trouble. You know, go look up.
Oh, come on, Joe. It's true. Even though it's, you know, Bob Marley said,
true.
Emancipate yourself from mental slavery. What did Barack Obama do for black people in Chicago? Not one.
Nothing. And still
here.
Nothing. Still
yeah.
Nothing. Where's Jesse Jackson? Where's Al Sharpton? The people are being shot and killed there every single day. And the only thing Rahm Emanuel can come up with is the reason this is happening is we need tighter gun control because they're bringing the guns in from the state next door. No, you Maroney. They're stealing guns right there in your state, other states. The gang members have the guns. So don't do it. And let's not let him get away with it either.
It's absolutely, and I would kind of preface that by saying that you would actually think that the first black president of the United States of America would have done far more for equality, far more for black people, far more to bring black and white together. But did he? No.
No. No.
In fact, Donald Trump has done more for black people. Donald Trump has done more for black people in his term of presidency than Barack Obama did in 8 years. And I'm not just politicizing things. The facts bear that out.
Right. What was funny was Dr. King says, she said that, she visited Barack Obama a few times. They asked her to come in and kind of be a consultant, although they never really took any of her advice. And she said the first time she went in there, she actually was with him in the Oval Office and talked with him. She told him that she loved him, and, because we're supposed to love each other.
Yeah.
We're supposed to pray for our president.
Course.
And she told him, I'm praying for you, and I want you to know I love you. And he genuinely, she said, looked like, hey, thank you. I appreciate that. It's a good thing. And then she said, when she saw him in the second term, she went in and she said, I still love you. I'm still praying for you. And he kind of blew her off. He said, yeah, okay. And she's like, I may not agree with something you're doing, but I still love you and I still pray for you. That's what I'm supposed to do. And he couldn't understand that. Maybe I'm wrong, but doesn't that speak volumes?
It absolutely does. But let me ask you a question, Joe, not just as a talk show host, but as a Christian. Do you love liberals?
I don't love their actions, but I love the people.
Right.
Right?
But isn't that what the Bible teaches us
to
do?
Well, the Bible taught
to love what they do.
Right. We're not wrestling. Think about something. And if more guys, hello men, if more of you guys would do this in
hello.
Marriage, yes. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, right? We're wrestling against the principalities of darkness. It's we're not wrestling against that person that you're fighting with. That person is being influenced by other things.
Anyone that thinks that this kind of like disparity between the left and the right, between liberals and conservatives, is actually not a fight between good and evil, and there is an element of on both sides. Sometimes I have to say, is absolutely wrong, because that's what it is. There's a battle going on in the heavenlies every day, and I'm not just saying this for the sake of it, but thank God for Donald Trump and. May God bless America, really and truly.
And she said at a meeting where there were Democrats and Republicans, she said, if you think that Donald Trump is going to turn this country around, you are sadly mistaken, because it's not Donald Trump that will turn this country around. It'll be us turning back to God that will turn this country around. I'm like, yes, somebody finally said it. Even my Christian friends are putting way too much weight and hope in Donald Trump, because look what he's up against, right?
But let's not forget, Joe, that Donald Trump is a man, and America needs to get on its knees and turn back to God. We've taken him out of schools. We've taken him out of everything. We can't celebrate him or any of those things because it's offensive. Well, I would rather be offending you than offending my God.
Yep. No, it's you and I are on the same page with that. As far as my attitude is this, look, I don't care what you want me to do or ask me to do. It's got to go from... But here's the problem with saying it's from God. You ask... we have pastors, whacktoid pastors, who say abortion is a blessing from God.
What?
Right? Oh, yeah, we've done the stories on the show. We have pastors. We just did a story a couple of weeks ago. What was it? A rabbi... And two pastors went out and gave a blessing to an abortion clinic because they were doing God's work. So they would say, and the loons on the left would say that they were doing a godly thing. They were doing a godly work. I'm going, my God, really?
So clearly Cecile Richards is going to heaven and not to hell, as we all thought. Where could she work now after that? When you've been head of Murder, Inc., where's the next step for you? Maybe they'll put her in charge of a state penitentiary and put her on death row. Not literally, in charge of it, I meant.
Yeah.
I got to clarify that before the liberals start emailing.
No, let him go. I got a little bit of trouble today because what I said is, we should let's be as gross and disgusting as they are. All right, they're really mad that we want to stop these partial birth abortions or when we're that far along or what's called dismemberment abortions. I said, look, what we should do is we should do a commercial. And we should be going, part one, and you pull off an arm and you throw it in a, not a bucket, but a tray. You say, okay, can anybody find the other arm? There you go. You know, put it in, and show it for what it is, quick. XanderGibb.com, right?
Absolutely. See you all there, and I'll see you next Friday. Have a wonderful weekend.
And always, always have a good time. Hey, don't go far. A lot more coming up. Guess what? John Kerry may have a job. You won't like it, but he might have a job. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. We'll be right back. Don't go far.